Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Liberal Redneck Manifesto, Dragging Dixie Out of the Dark, by Trey Crowder, Corey Ryan Forrester, and Drew Morgan. Read by the authors.
Introduction. Holy shit, y'all. It's a book by us. Us. That's wilder than hill people on mushrooms during a thunderstorm. We ain't writers. I mean, we are, but as comedians, we just write jokes, usually. You probably knew that. Maybe not. Well, that's what we are, traveling joke salesmen. And we kind of figured we'd always be just that, with hopefully a movie or TV show role peppered in. We was happy to live a life of none to moderate fame, eating fried food at 3 a.m. in a town no one had heard of, and falling asleep on floors in terrible hotels with names like Tanya's Hideaway Bar and Inn. What's Tanya hiding from? Lord knows. Then I made a video and the world sort of changed. Life's weird. Wait, like an actual book? Y'all trying to address Dixie with a damn book? Like a reading book? Yes, we are. It's a book about the love-hate relationship you have with your homeland. It's a book about the South and all its problems, but also all its beauty. We thought it was time to talk about where we're from with both empathy and tough love, and have some damn laughs along the way. Feeling conflicted because you support gay rights but can't help that you still crave Chick-fil-A? Buddy, we get it. Mad as hell about what the local college's football coach and the hypocritical local senator said at their recent press conferences? Love buffets but hate yourself after you go? Well, boy, do we have something to make you feel better. Is it pills? No, damn it, it's this book. We're talking about all that's right about life below the Mason-Dixon line and also all that's wrong, like the damn pills. Anyone who's grown up in the South in the last 30 years understands, whether they've ever thought about it or not, that there's a central dichotomy that permeates every aspect of Southern life. Even if you don't know what half them $5 words mean, if you're from here, you get what we're talking about. A divide underlies the actions and words of every native Southerner. And no, it ain't Ford versus Chevy. The internal conflict that has defined what it means to be from the South is that of pride versus shame. You want an example? Jean shorts. We invented them. They hit. They also somehow don't hit. Proud. Also ashamed. To those outside the South, the shame side of things is easy enough to understand. After all, there's plenty to be ashamed of down here.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?